This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. I could not be more thrilled to have you with me. And I got to tell you, I'm going to be back on Fox News Radio soon, hosting the show as a guest host. And I'm going to need you guys to come over there and check out the show. Well, I was up in New York. When was it? It was last week or so. And I did 2 days up there. And, you know, we'll see what happens. But, because, you know, it's tough to get feedback. How do you know how you're doing? You know, unless you're watching the meter. Anyway, we need you guys because we want to expand the show. It's that simple. And it's funny. One of my buddies called me. He's a pretty well-known radio guy. He says, Kev, I'm thinking about letting this go. And I looked at him and I said, well, I talked to him. I didn't look at him, but I listened to him. And I said, I get it. There's a ton of work that goes into this. You know, it's like, you know, watching one of these models do a photo shoot. You think, oh, she just crawls out of bed and there it is. No, 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 no. If you know anything about makeup and lighting and all that stuff, it takes a long time to make some of these girls look as hot as they are. But to do a successful show, folks, it takes, you don't crawl out of bed and do it. It takes a lot of effort. And then you got to define it. And sometimes the format maybe isn't what they want. I've had radio guys go, Kevin, we just don't understand. You know, you talk a lot about race and class and all. Go, that's what the subject matter is. Whether you guys believe it or not is up to you. Yeah, I could pretend that we just talk about the issues. But whether you make it a, you know, put it out there in the front like I do when I say, what's up, white people? Stuff like that is, it doesn't matter. That's just having fun. At the end of the day, I promise you, the hot topics of today for me will be race-related, and it isn't because I'm picking them. I'll give you an example. The lady who put the Women's March together, she's fundraising, Linda Sarsour. She's a total scam artist. She's a front for the Muslim Brotherhood, but she's telling other groups, because she's been found out, hey, listen, you should fundraise, but only help minority neighborhoods in Houston, Texas. Don't help all neighborhoods. Now, see, I can tell you right there, that bugs me. I don't have a problem helping anybody. I don't even have a problem helping leftists when, you know, if they're flooded. I don't go, hey, listen, what's your politics? Who did you vote for? I'm going to save the person I can get, you know, save. Whoever's nearest to me. That's my politics as well. When we talk on this show, I'm saving conservatives as well as leftists. Some of you conservatives, you have been tricked into believing you're conservative. You're not fully conservative. Much of the time, you act like liberals. So, I'm saving you too. You know, look, some of these things we have to learn to understand. You've been tricked and, you know, bamboozled to a degree, and I'm straightening you out. So if there is the occasional leftist that does a drive-by and listens and gets mad for a while and then comes back and goes, you know what, you're right, Kevin, I must say I've been listening to you for 2 years and you have saved my life, you finally told me. I get it, but I'm also bolstering some of these conservatives who have screwed up concepts.
I'm a fiscal conservative, Kevin, but I'm a social liberal.
Prove it. Don't get me in that discussion, because I'll prove to you you're a social conservative. And I want to cover these issues. Not just in radio. If I got, you know, wants it to happen and I have a TV show, I promise you I'm going to do a deep dive in these issues that are going to wake you up. That's what I want to do. I'm sick of doing 3-minute drive-bys on TV. You know, cursory glances on, without even going into it, in terms of radio, and having somebody go, oh, well, Kevin, you joke around a lot, so that you can't be serious about radio. What are you talking about? The stuff you remember the most, the things that hurt you sometimes the hardest, are the things that you take in jest. It's like they say, in vino veritas, you know, in wine there's truth. In jest there is truth. But also in truth there's truth. How's that one? There's some deep thought. So sure, we joke about it. We play a few clips from comedians. Let me tell you something. These comedians are bright people. I was listening to somebody tell me the other day, you know, all these dumb poker players. And I was like, what are you talking about, dumb poker players? These poker players are human computers. They can figure out what's in your hand with just looking at two cards. What are you talking about? They know mathematically their chances of winning based on very little information. They read your body language. They monitor how you play. They look at your tells. They remember everybody's hand who stays in the play. They can remember hands the way Tiger Woods remembers the golf course and what hole he hit. And you tell me they're stupid? Are you kidding? By the way, when people tell you, oh, you know, he's on a whole other plane. He plays chess and I'm playing checkers. Let me tell you what's bigger than better than chess. Poker. See, chess is if you make the right positioning, you can win the game. Sure, a guy can make a mistake and one move can change things. But with poker, you can win and you don't have to have the advantage. You don't have to have the best hand. It's got all kinds of other nuances to it that make it the ultimate game. Why do you think it's so popular? I mean, chess is amazing. Don't misunderstand me. And I would tell you, poker players could probably be good chess players. But don't dismiss them. And so all I'm getting at here, folks, is when we, you know, when it comes to teaching and learning, it isn't about leftists or rightists. It's about what makes you think, what makes you become a deep thinker, what makes you more observant, what makes you, what's the word I'm looking for? Because they don't teach for kids to recognize the trends, to recognize the patterns, to look at things objectively. What do they call it? Critical thinking? We have to teach people to critically think. Anyway, I got a ton to talk about. I wasn't even going to talk about this segment. I wanted to talk about Bill Clinton. We're going to have to save it. We'll also talk about John Legend. Are you guys a fan of John Legend? I can't stand John Legend. I'll tell you why when we cover him. I think he's overrated. I'll put it that way. And I'll repeat that again. But John Legend's overrated. So are most of those Hollywood weirdos and entertainers. Back in the day.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Very simple, people. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. It is very simple. Politics boils down to race and class. Political races boil down to two things. People and money. That's the simplicity of it all. If you understand that, you understand you've got the secret decoder ring. So that's what I was trying to say in the previous segment is, you know, when these radio guys come to me and we talk about the show, and they want white bread, the way I look at it. Hey, Kevin F., formulaic. You know, hey, it's top of the hour. Oh, this, that, and the other. And we've got traffic report. And, oh, by the way, hey, let's take a few callers and see what... Okay, fine. That, to me, is completely... I'm completely disinterested in that kind of radio. Do I like callers? Absolutely. But I want subject matters that matter. Deeper dive. Anyway, I was going to talk about Bill Clinton in the first segment and that lost my train of thought, which I'm prone to do from time to time, but he looked like death eating a cracker. I mean, whatever Bill Clinton is having these days Avoid it. Stay away from it. Steer clear, okay? This guy looks horrible. I saw this. It was probably 3 weeks ago. They had some Clinton thing. Maybe he was doing something with Bush. And, I mean, they caked the makeup on him. And I'm just telling you, folks, they couldn't hide. They couldn't hide. What's that? You can't hide your lion eyes, the eagle song. They couldn't hide his evil nature. Maybe years of raping women has finally caught up to this guy. As the saying goes, though, karma is a witch, but Bill Clinton raped her. Karma's crying at the police station.
Yeah, Bill Clinton. I got too close to Bill Clinton.
Anyway, I hope Bill Clinton doesn't have Obamacare, because he's doomed. This guy looked horrible. Don't believe me. Google pictures of Bill Clinton. I can't describe. I'm sitting here at a loss for words. Nose super red, blotchy red skin, you know, pasty where it isn't red, it's pasty white, and he looks horrible. Now look, the dude's old, and he's an old white dude. I mean, let's face it, you know, black don't crack, but, you know, Bill Clinton did. And I think that it's years of worry. And, you know, who knows? He's a filthy rich old white guy. He's supposed to be able to fight Father Time, you know, taking all kinds of stuff. You know, at Rape Island, where they hang out, that Jeffrey Immelt, or whatever his name is, he's got all kinds of doctors there for virility. They got the blue pill. They make all kinds of stuff up there to keep these guys going while they flying these youngsters, these young girls. Anyway, these rich old white guys, they age better than all the other people, including black people. Look at Sean Connery. I'm not putting him in the category of lecherous Clinton, but I'm just saying Connery's like 95, but he looks 60. Yeah. For 35 years, Sean Connery never aged. The same is true for Trump. Think about it. Trump acts like a dude in his 50s. If I'm lying, I'm dying. Come on, seriously. What do y'all say? 60s? What is Trump like? He's 70. All right, I'll give it 60. He's a decade plus younger. I'm sure Donald Trump, he takes off his clothes and you see a 60, 70, you know, 65, 70-year-old man, whatever it is. But when Donald Trump is moving about and he's doing stuff, he looks like an able-bodied dude. He reminds me of who's the dude in City Slickers? Or played Curly? Jack Palance? Jack Palance was a strong old dude up until he died. Jack Palance would have stomped a hole in you. I'm going to leave it clean for radio, but he'll stomp a hole in you up until he was 80. You better not even mess with Jack Palance. There's some old crusty guys, man. You leave him alone. Anyway, Donald Trump's one of those guys. I think Trump is older than Clinton. Honestly, I don't know. Look it up. See who's older. But you'd never know that Trump was older than Clinton, because when Trump was, they were handing him stuff, you know, to put in the trucks for Harvey. He was like, whoop, whoop. And the guy was like, give it here. You're just throwing that stuff in the truck and you know, looking young. Good for him. I'm glad. That's why he got that trophy. Why? You got to look. He's got, what's this kid's name? The youngster? The young boy, Bannon or something. I don't know. It's not Bannon. Anyway, it starts with a B. But he's got like a 12-year-old kid and a trophy wife. Donald Trump might live to be 150. But not Bill Clinton. Trump looks like Clinton's younger cousin. Act like a 50-year-old. And Bill Clinton looking like a white raisin. He does. He looks like a white raisin. He's all shriveled up and... I'm just saying, man, and I bet you would not want to look at his health report. Just saying, man, Bill is, whoo. I saw that picture. It was scary to me, and I don't even care about the man. And his age shows him more than just his looks. Now Clinton's mannerisms sort of manifest his age. He was with George Bush. He had a voice that sounded like a 90-year-old man. And Clinton, we whispered out his commentary. You know, like this here. And then I watched the video. Towards the end of it, you can see his hands shaking. Like he's got Parkinson's. And I'm just saying, I mean, look, to each his own. But thank God for makeup. Because, you know, I wear their makeup for me is optional on TV. When I do remotes, I don't really care if they put me in makeup. When I'm in studio, they always require it. Like if I go do Outnumbered or something like that. So, and admittedly, it makes me look good. I mean, that's what it's supposed to do. But I still look like myself. Bill Clinton, if you take his makeup off, it's probably it's Oprah Winfrey under there. I'm just saying, it could be. Oprah is to say she has a makeup artist. Forget the makeup. She has an artist do her face. They just who do you want to be today, Oprah? And they just paint it. It's the same thing with Bill Clinton. I'm just serious. You got to see it. You can see sores on his lip and his face. If you look closely, you can see Clinton chewing on his tongue. Kind of doing this here. I realize life with Hillary Clinton is no bed of rose petals. I understand. But chewing your tongue? I mean, he's so used to biting it, he just continually chews it now. Is that to not have to speak to Hillary, that's probably why he's biting on his tongue. Remember during the campaign, Bill Clinton blew it a couple times for Hillary. She called him his not-so-secret weapon, and it turned out, honestly, to be true. He looked comatose at times. Man, let's face it, his reputation is sullied. Yeah, perhaps the pressure of the campaign got to him. I don't know. I'm just saying, he couldn't even remember stuff on the campaign trail. He was trying to explain his wife's rationale for invoking 9/11 to defend her ties to Wall Street. And he said she was making the point that the people devastated on 9/11 were people to her, not categories. Anyway, I don't have any sympathy for the Clintons. I don't. I think these people have lived a life of debauchery that was shameful. And the fact that there are people that support them scares me about this country.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. My latest book, which is not, it's unfortunately, I haven't written one in a while, but the one that's most recent is called Race Pimping, and it's certainly applicable to everything that goes on every single day in this country. Black Lives Matter, somebody calling Trump a racist, calling you a racist. And most recently, the guys that I despise the most, they want to call you a racist, the entertainment community. People who can sing or play an instrument, what makes them believe that they're any more relevant than anyone else? They're not brain surgeons. They're not rocket scientists. They're not amazing thinkers. They're just people that can put chords together melodically, or their vocal cords work in such a way that we go, ah, look how pretty that is. And suddenly they think there's something special. It's the same with actors. People that fake being other people for a living want to tell you how to live reality. It floors me. And we buy into it. You know how? By buying into it. We buy their downloads. We buy their CDs. We go to their stupid films. We buy their books. We listen to them. We buy the magazines when people talk about, oh, I need to get the National Enquirer to find out what bikini so-and-so wore or who's divorcing whom and all a bunch of others. It's ridiculous. We watch their rich housewife. We create stars out of people that aren't even stars. Rich Housewife, The Bachelor, shows like that. I mean, it's amazing to me. I feel almost remiss. These days, it's like whoever can have a show, you feel like, well, what did I do? Well, what's wrong with my life? You're too busy making a regular living. When I saw this show about this guy who's supposed to be rich, I forget the name of it. He's got a spinoff show. He looks like an effeminate white guy, but he's married and he's got kids. And I forget the name of the stupid show. But it turns out he's broke. But they make it appear he's in this big house. I don't know how he's paying for it. Probably some Ponzi scheme. But anyway, we make a star out of this guy. He'll hit the speaking circuit and make tens of thousands of dollars. He will change his life because we pay attention to his craziness. And it's the same with these musicians. And a guy that I cannot stand, I can't stand his music, is John Legend. He, to me, is one of the most overrated entertainers in this country. All of me, I give you all of you. We're the perfect combo. His poetry is like reading Dr. Seuss. I mean, James Brown wrote better music. You know the song, Please? Y'all are too young to remember, please. Please, 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 please. I tell you what, I tell you please. Brown, with one word in a song, exuded more talent than John Legend has in his entire body. God, all of me. And you may like the guy. Admittedly, I don't like his politics, so it jades me a little bit toward his music. But being honest, I can play the piano better than John Legend, and that's terrible. I'm not that good. God, I describe his music as pedestrian. Lyrically, it's funny. So, it just proves it doesn't take much to entertain brain-dead lefties. And if you happen to like John Legend, congratulations. I just don't. He's worse than Hollywood. He creates what I call retread music. You've heard it. His chord progressions are so... they're just... ugh. And I'm no musical genius. I'm no freaking Rodgers and Hammerstein or whatever. You know, I'm none of that. I'm a rookie, but I'm a good listener. I know what I like. You know, I would listen to anybody over him. It's likely why he makes political statements. If he can get leftist morons frothing at the mouth, then they buy his drivel. I dare you listen to any Legend song and you learn quickly he's a legend in his own mind. You know, he changed his name from John Roger Stevens to John Legend. Figures. Anyway, here's how The Guardian described his sixth album. Check it out. Legend, 38, released his sixth album, Darkness and Light, last December, which earned praise from The Guardian for its, quote, musical weirdness and lyrical bleakness. Now he is preparing for an arena tour of Britain this autumn, where he will be joined by his 16-month-old daughter, Luna, who does not much appreciate this whole interview thing. I mean, they described his music as musical weirdness and lyrical bleakness. And you can bet he took it as a compliment. And like George Clooney, who's got that new movie coming out, he's decided to use Donald Trump as his muse in order to sell records. That's it. He's against Trump because he knows it'll sell records right now. That's it. Same with Clooney. Oh, my movie's a perfect thing with Donald Trump and racism and this, that, and the other. Shut up. TMZ said Legend wants to cast. He's casting for people to come do his music video. And so TMZ saw this posting that he had for people that he wanted to be play Trump supporters, and he wants out-of-shape people, out-of-shape white people, fat white people. That's what Legend believes is a supporter of Donald Trump, fat white folks. Like, you can't be anything other than that. You can't be a skinny white person. You can't be a beautiful Mexican girl or a very handsome black guy. I won't give you any hints as to who that might be, but could be me, maybe, maybe not. Anyway, he wants 8 white actors, men and women, ages 30 to 65, to play Trump supporters protesting at a rally. Preferably out of shape, reads the casting call. The camera will pass by them as they stand and rally. Yeah, he's fat-shaming Trump supporters. Where's the left on this? That he's openly fat-shaming Trump supporters. As for the rest of the video, Legend wants to remind America of the left's stance on all these various subcultures. So let me tell you what he wants to do. In addition to the call for Trump supporters for this musical video shoot, scheduled to take place in a few days, he's also seeking young and blonde actors, preferably with, quote, very short hair or short on sides, long on top, to play white male protesters. So I'm guessing these are Antifa. I don't know. I don't know. It, to me, are they effeminate? What's he asking for here? White male with short hair on bottom and long on the top. I mean, that's some funky hairstyle. You know, was it Europeans? What? The notice also calls for 10 black men and women to play Black Lives Matter protesters. For 2 female actresses, get this, who are willing to kiss on camera, with the protest scene unfolding in the background, to, quote, show that there is no segregation in love. No segregation in love. I tell you what, when sisters, I'm talking about black chicks, don't get mad at black dudes for marrying white women, then tell me there's no segregation in love. Just look at how black folks, I'm talking about these leftists, talk about white people openly and then tell me there's no segregation in love. Love of your man, you know, humankind. He wants to cast 1 Hispanic and 1 Caucasian. The call for actresses reads, no sexuality or nudity, just kissing. So he wants a Hispanic and a white girl, you know, 2 girls, to kiss. I mean, can you get more specific in this video? See, he's got to orchestrate this. He's got to show you that, oh, it's an interracial lesbian couple kissing. I don't know what he's going to do with all these guys. Black Lives Matter protesting. He's got terrorists, obviously. He said he campaigned extensively for Hillary Clinton. Are you aware of this? The loser. You know who that is, right? Hillary. Openly shows his disdain for Trump, but he supports a woman whose husband is a rapist and a racist. He had the nerve to compare Trump supporters to the 19th century, in the 19th century, who allowed the evil institutions, what he called it, a slavery to exist for so many years. Here's what he said. We as a nation can't go back to a dark place. And it could happen if we let the wrong person into office and impose the wrong regime on this country. John Legend fears going back into slavery. Unbelievable. I'm sure people in the 1800s didn't think they were evil people, but they allowed an evil institution to last for quite a long time. He has this guy has no idea of history. You know, that the Constitution wrote out slavery. And the people that he likes, the Democrats, wanted to keep it.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Donald Trump is a pragmatist. You gotta like the way this guy thinks. Sebastian Gorka, who's no longer with the administration, said that Donald Trump has the best instincts of most of the people he's ever met. He says the guy can figure out can look at a situation and respond better than, I mean, in his case, he says anybody. I happen to agree with him. And it's funny because when you know people like him, when you think about guys that have to make decisions that cost a lot of money They're playing with their money, other people's money. They've got investors. They've got regulators. They've got all kinds of people breathing down their throat. And they have to, you know, make a quick decision. But it has to be balanced. It can't be whimsical. And Trump makes these quick decisions on the fly. I mean, during the campaign, I bet you there were many people that said, Donald Trump, you need to do this, that, or the other. How much coaching do you think this guy got that he completely ignored and followed his own instincts in the campaign? Which I will tell you is the reason he won. I've worked with enough campaign people to tell you if you listen to them, you have a recipe for failure as a Republican. You can't listen to them. I had a friend who almost became governor of Missouri, but he wouldn't listen to me. Instead, he listened to his politicos. And these are people that don't have a vested interest in, I mean, they just run campaigns. They don't even keep score. It's not about winning and losing. So their instincts are generally wrong. Or they don't know how. They go, we'll spend this. They don't even know how to spend something. You know how you spend stuff? You spend it with the truth.
So-and-so, did you ever, you know, have drunk driving? Even though it's not on your record or what, you go, yeah, I did.
Absolutely. When I was 23, I drank too much. I got in a car. I got pulled over, arrested, you know, used my clout to get it off my record. And I haven't drank since. I mean, that didn't happen to me, but I'm saying if that were a question, I would say sure. And I will venture to tell you, there's hardly a person out there that hasn't put themselves in a similar circumstance. The only difference is they didn't get caught. And had they gotten caught, they would have done everything to get it off their record, not because they were trying to get in political office, but because you're embarrassed. See, the truth works. You don't have to spin. Tell the freaking truth. Donald Trump, you've been bankrupt. Yeah, you're right. Went bankrupt. Follow the rules. Took advantage of them, went bankrupt. Now I'm worth billions of dollars. I was in with some unscrupulous people. They lost money. I lost money. But you know what? We're no worse for wear, etc. I wouldn't have used that excuse myself. He came back later and said, yeah, but you know, I'm okay, out of the many companies I built, four of them went belly up. Hundreds of them are active. So, big deal. He didn't back away. Instincts. But see, we make it sound like it's such a big deal.
His instinct,
I mean, maybe to Gorka it is. And I'm telling you, Trump's instincts are good because in business, you have to hone those instincts. You really do. But in politics, you want to know what the best solution is? Tell the truth. It really is that simple. Most people go, you're right. I have a cousin like that. Oh, my dad had the same thing. My mom, oh, whatever. My brother. They know, they get it. But no, politicians don't want to do that. They want to come off perfect. Republicans especially. Holier than thou. And people get it. And they don't like it. Donald Trump's like, yeah, been divorced. Sure. Twice. But his family's still surrounding him. He must be doing something right. I mean, think about that. That Hillary Clinton has her daughter and a bunch of paid acolytes. You know, paid people that want to hang around her and, you know, try to get her elected because there's something in it for them. The Trump family was like, they all had good careers. Learn from dad. I thought it was amazing. Anyway, good instincts. That's what Sebastian Gorka says, and I'm inclined to agree. And he's done something that we should have done a long time ago when it comes to the military, and that is give the authority to the people on the ground. That's like trying to run a retail store from the corporate tower. Somebody comes in and says, hey, listen, I got shorted, you know, a cigarette in a pack, or, you know, these chips are stale, or the, you know, the soda machine is giving out too much acid, you know, or whatever. It's not tasting like a Coke. It tastes like, you know, mineral water. You want to make a decision on that from the corporate tower? You want to let the generals in the field make a decision? Go, no go. You know, but we've decimated the military, taken away the ability for them to think for themselves, and Barack Obama intentionally did this to hurt the military. No bullets on as they walked the line. at Gitmo and other places get provoked by other countries? So the Trump administration, they say, pushed the decision-making into the military chain of command as opposed to the widespread micromanagement of military operations seen under the Obama administration. Quote, "I don't know of a commander in our armed forces who doesn't appreciate that," he said. It's a guy named Townsend. "Our judgment here on the battlefield and the forward areas is trusted. And we don't get 20 questions with every action that happens on the battlefield and every action that we take," Townsend said. "I think every commander that I know appreciates being given the authority and the responsibility and then the trust and backing to implement that." Think about these generals. Have you seen General Keane? I've been in this man's presence. I'm telling you, he's an intimidating fact. That dude, you know, I'm a strong-willed guy, so he can't intimidate me. But I'll tell you what. You could bet if you were under his command, he was commanding. He was a leader. Would you trust, if you know who I'm talking about, would you trust him over Barack Obama giving you orders? A bureaucrat who would rather be playing golf probably is issuing orders from the golf course. It's unbelievable. U.S. Special Envoy to the Counter-Islamic State Coalition Ambassador Brett McGurk told reporters in early August that gains against ISIS have dramatically accelerated under the Trump administration, highlighting the terror group's loss of territory. You know why the news doesn't want to tell you how much Trump is winning against ISIS? You know the answer. They can't let you know he's more effective than Obama. I told you guys the other day. Slow troop buildup, nothing fancy, nothing big, being judicious about what he's going to do, listening to the generals. That's what Trump is doing. President Donald Trump repeatedly emphasized the U.S. rules of engagement were too restrictive in the ISIS fight during the 2016 campaign. Throughout the early months of the presidency, he has loosened the rules of engagement and launched dozens of drone strikes, rather, under looser authorities. He's giving the power to the people who know what to do with it. Donald Trump doesn't need to micromanage a war. He's got amazing thinkers. He's surrounding himself now with generals. I can't tell you that I'm happy with McMasters. I'm not. But I'll tell you this. Of everybody that's in the Trump administration, I'll take any of them over Barack Obama picks. Any of them. You can't be worse than a Barack Obama, person in his administration. You couldn't pick worse. For me, the minute Barack Obama picks somebody, it's like, they're done. Civilian life over. Cannot get a job. They wrote this. There's a sense among these commanders that they are able to do a bit more, and so they are. It's what a U.S. defense official told the Wall Street Journal. In April, we escalated against ISIS. Most people aren't even aware of this. Donald Trump has been... You remember what he said? I'm going to run them off the face of the earth. And they ask you, how many... First of all, there have been no attacks in the U.S. And knock on wood, let's hope there never are anymore. But how many ISIS attacks are you hearing about over the past month or so? Trust me, they're still out there. But they're relegated to Middle Eastern countries for the most part. We have what? The couple of attacks in Britain. But for the most part, these attacks are going to start to wane. You're going to see the winds. This is what Trump promised. But the left doesn't want to remind you of that promise because it'll be part, it's a reminder of how effective the guy is. So the generals are happy. We're a little bit safer. We still got North Korea to deal with, and we'll talk about that a bit. And we still have Iran to deal with, but at least we have somebody who genuinely cares. Kudos to Trump for doing the right thing and giving authority back to the generals.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.